The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
27 minutes past nine this Monday morning. It's always a pleasure to welcome our friend Daniel O'Donnell into studio. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Good to see you.
You know, people say Daniel O'Donnell works very hard because you're always on, either on the radio or you're on TG Cahir a lot, I see, on Saturday night a lot. And then you're on the move a lot. And even today, you've just come from Dublin Airport. So tell us what where you were for the last 12 hours or so.
Well, we were in Branson, Missouri. We did shows there from the 1st of November and we finished on Saturday. And we got the flight yesterday from there to Chicago and Chicago to here. Got in about 5 this morning and I'm here now.
Yeah.
Looking at you in all your glory.
God help you. And I'm wearing a Christmas jumper. You need this like a hole in your head.
Ah, no, it's good. Anywhere. It's great to be back.
It's great to see you. And this is Branson, Missouri. Is this the Andy Williams Theatre?
Well, Andy Williams Theatre is still there. There's a lot of theatres in Branson. And actually yesterday when I was coming away from Branson at the airport, Johnny Mathis was getting onto a flight or queuing up to him.
A child is born.
I know. He had a show. I think maybe he had two shows. I didn't go to see him this year, but I saw him last year.
And can he hold a tune?
Absolutely. Yeah, very good.
Because it's funny, like some artists, when they get older, some of them just carry the voice with them.
Oh, he's great now, I must say.
He can do it.
He was very good now. And there was somebody in the line and the queue. Came too long in America when you say in the line.
The line, yeah. The queue, you're home now, it's okay.
And the queue ahead. And she started back to him and she said, loved it, loved it, loved it. And then there was a man and a woman then said to me, we really enjoyed your show yesterday. Oh, I said, were you there? Where are you from? Arizona. It's amazing.
Really? That is amazing. All around. But I saw that on your B&B trip to America, that the fans there, you know, from all over the world for you.
Yeah, we have, you know, we were very fortunate, really, Ryan, to get the shows on PBS television when we did.
Ah, so that's where that came from,
They started, put out a kind of a pilot show in 2001, and then we recorded a show at the INEC in Killarney and it was aired in 2002.
Yes.
And almost instantly, people started to become aware. And we had been going to Branson, but you know, you would get an audience, but not, you wouldn't be selling out or anything. And that year, about a month before, we sold out the 10 days in Branson, you know, in a smallish theatre, but still sold out. And then we had a really good years in Branson then.
Great.
From there on. And we tour a good bit, and it goes into Canada too.
Yeah.
Now, we don't do as much for them now. I suppose everything has its time. PBS, we did 14 specials and all, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of television.
Of course.
And, you know, it's our audience. That's the demographic suited what we were doing.
And then when you hit the road then, going around with Magella, to all the
people.
You did meet a lot of people. Yeah. And do you stay in the kind of houses and
out there? We didn't.
We
stayed in
the B&Bs,
but we stayed in the van mostly.
Yes,
apart
from the creepy
things,
house.
I
remember the horror house.
I know.
Yeah,
and you know they never came out of character at all. Even the next morning when we met them, she said, "I heard you met my twin sister last night."
Oh, yeah, right. So she wouldn't even let that up.
She's a piece of work.
Right.
You know.
And you had to play along and say we did,
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
Magella got the engine running.
Magella, you know, that when we went into the room.
Yeah. The bedroom.
Those clowns everywhere. So Magella normally sleeps on that side of the bed. It would need to be on TV now. On the right.
Yes.
As you look at the bed, standing at the bottom.
That's her side.
She sleeps on the right.
Yeah.
If you stand at the bottom bed looking up, and I am on the left.
Yeah.
So the clowns were all sitting here. Oh, no, sitting over on her side. So she thought the clowns were going to do something. So she got into the bed first and she stayed on my side.
Yeah.
So then I had to get in along with the clowns. Well, the start of ones coming in the door, chainsaws. So I got up one time to close the door and she was back up on her own side with the clowns. It was a wild affair, that.
Yeah, that
even
was
though you know nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, but
you
still.
You do know. Well, yes,
you hope. You hope you as do. Much as that, yeah.
But it's just the thing of, and squealing. And
yeah.
Then the daughter, she came in one time and she squealed. She can squeal really high. Scream.
Yes.
And boy, can she
scream. So she was. So they were all acting the maggot.
But it was really. It was a great trip, you know. We enjoyed it immensely. But it's so big, so vast, America. And we only just did a fraction of it. But it's so huge.
And will you do more? Are there more planned?
Well, we were talking about doing one next year now. And then I had decided that I would take time off.
Mm.
And if we were going to do it, it was going to take 5 weeks to record it. And I thought, why are we taking time off?
To do that.
To fill it up.
Yeah, yeah.
So we decided we weren't going to do anything next year. But that doesn't mean we won't do another trip of some kind.
Yeah.
We may. I don't know. We're not saying definite. Do you know the way it was? We were afraid maybe that we were on too much.
Mm.
Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, sure.
And that you don't want people to be thinking,
getting bored of you.
You can't turn on the TV with the two's stuck looking out at you. So we were kind of aware of that too, but people seemed to, everywhere we go, so when are you coming back on? Are you doing another trip?
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
People would like more. Magella, I saw Magella at our Gay Byrne late tribute a couple of weeks ago. She's in great form. You obviously weren't in a position to be there.
No, it was you did a great job. Everybody did a great job. I watched it on the player in America, and it was tremendous tribute to Gay.
Yeah.
And rightly so. I mean, he was such a huge part of all of our lives growing up. And from my own point of view, he was very, very helpful to me. You know, getting on the Late Late Show was a huge thing. You know, he was very, very gracious and took me on. And then he interviewed me, you know, when I suppose I hadn't a lot to say then.
Yes, yeah.
But still, he gave me the chance. And he was a big part of Donegal too, you know,
because he had
the house up outside Dunloe, and you know, very involved with the Mary from Dunloe Festival. So we had a kind of a double thing for Gay, because we saw Gay on the TV and then we would see him up in Dunloe among the locals, and he had great friends up there. So it's a huge...
Huge loss, isn't it, for everybody?
It's the end of an era.
It really is.
You know, I'm sure Kathleen and, you know, Crona and Susie and all the family, and they did so well, you know, the grandchildren taking part in the mass and everything. I watched that too. I could watch it live on the RT player. So
yeah, it was a very dignified affair and a suitable send-off to a great person. So it was nice to remember him this morning. And in other news... your grandchildren are they toy show material now? Are they, my god! What age group?
Olivia's four.
Oh yeah,
maybe we'd be too small.
Well, she can be watching.
She'll watch it.
For starters, she can. But she can audition next year.
Like she can audition.
Yeah. If she has the singing.
If you need someone to come with her, like.
No, Daniel, you can't. You can't kind of worm your way into the show like that. You have to audition like everyone else.
Yeah.
But she's four, and then is it Archie?
Archie's wee boy.
Two. It must be two or there.
He's coming too, and Archie got a lorry. And she wrote her letter to Santa yesterday. So I said, What did you ask Santa for? She says, I asked him for Archie's lorry.
Now there's a row. But you can explain to them, of course, you know that Santa doesn't allow, he won't give somebody else's toy. She can have her own lorry if she wants to with that. But yeah, there are rules. There's a kind of a whole constitution in Lapland that they have that. But you knew that anyway. And Mary Hannon wants to tell Daniel, we'll never get tired of hearing and seeing him. He's an incredible person.
Oh,
so that's nice to be
Mary,
told.
I know Mary.
Yeah, so Mary's on there. Can you ask Daniel where the idea for the road trip came from? I presume it was a program idea, or was it your own?
We were talking about it. Magella had an idea of doing... A travel show. We thought we were going to do a travel show, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, show Ireland and show going around and that.
Sure.
And then the people at VIP came up with the idea. And it was just before I did Strictly as well.
Yes.
And somebody said to me, I was doing an interview or something, and they said, oh, you're going to do reality TV? And I thought, oh, somebody's found out about Strictly. I says, what?
Yeah.
What's that? And they said, you're going to, you and Magella are doing a road trip. But I says, that's a travel show. Yeah. But it was, I suppose.
in a form of it.
I didn't realise that
it
was kind of what it ended up being.
Yeah.
But we enjoyed it. I mean, do you know the strange thing about it, Ryan, is that there was no, and maybe they did have a plan for it and we just didn't realise it, but when we're doing it, it doesn't seem like there's any great direction.
Yeah.
You know, now they have places.
They cut it together
there
well.
There are places we're going. They know where we're going, but they don't necessarily know what we're going to do when we get there.
Neither do you.
And we don't
know.
Yeah,
but that's kind of that charm of it, isn't it? That you're kind of pleasantly surprised by as it moves along.
And our heated discussions.
Yeah, which are eminently entertaining. Well, Daniel called my mother, says Ellen in Dublin, she, who was a lifelong Daniel O'Donnell fan, when a mutual connection told him that she was undergoing cancer treatment for the second time. And she was so shocked, she didn't believe it was him. And he invited her to the show in her native Sligo a few months later, where they got a picture together backstage. And my mum passed away nearly 3 years ago, but the framed picture of them sits in our kitchen, and we still get the Daniel O'Donnell calendar every Christmas. So wishing him and Magella every best, for which he's a gentleman.
You.
Is the calendar still going?
Oh, they do calendars every year, yeah.
Do you pose for them?
We do, well, yeah, pictures, you know.
Like greatest hits.
Yeah, kind of.
The monthly.
Ordinary pictures.
Yeah. Do you have any say in what goes into what month?
Not really.
Do you not think so?
Just,
do you not feel this one feels a bit February?
No, I just.
This is looking a bit March?
Do you think there might be? Can you see me doing that? No.
No. I just don't know how much of a control freak you might or might not be, but you don't have that feel about you, in fairness to you. Do you go to Mass every Sunday?
I do, although I wasn't at Mass yesterday because I was travelling.
You're on the move, but that's. You'll get
but
it.
I do try. I do try to go.
Yeah.
Pretty much every weekend, maybe Saturday night or Sunday morning or whatever.
And you're religious, obviously, in that sense.
Well, I am. I mean, I get something out of going to Mass, you know.
Do you believe in it all?
I do.
I believe in God.
I want to believe that, you know, God is there. You know, Ryan, if you've dissect it all down, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How did all this happen? It's unbelievable. But I want to believe because it gives me a good feeling. But if you sit down and say, well, you know, Mary became pregnant by the Holy Spirit and Jesus assumed up and...
And they walked on water and they...
So, you see, it's very hard if you want to poke holes in it, it's very easy to.
Mm-hmm.
But I get a comfort out of it. I get a comfort out of, you know, that there's something there that helps me along the way. And that's why I go to Mass and why I believe what I believe.
Isn't that why it's called faith?
Faith.
You take that leap of faith to say, I believe in all of that.
Yeah.
And rather than...
And I'm hoping that when the time comes that, you know, there'll be somebody waiting to...
Let you in the gates.
Let me in the gates, yeah.
And do you think you'll see your mother again?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they say that you don't... It's a different kind of being in heaven.
Mm.
I don't know. I would like... It would be nice to see people that have gone before us.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice. But sure, I think that, you know, when people who are dead... of course you don't see them physically, but they're there in your memories, and there's things you'll do that they're alive in, even though they're not a part of.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so they can come back into almost existence.
Yeah.
by simple
I
acts.
I think so. Yeah. Just things that, and you remember. You have a memory of, oh God, remember that when we did this or. So it's, and I suppose in our case, we were very lucky because my mother was a great age. She was now, people that are over 95 now are saying, well,
yeah,
you know,
don't be writing us off.
But, you know, to get to almost 95, and she was very alert, very much involved with everything we were doing. And so we were very lucky from that point of view.
Yes.
Now, if she had another 20 years, it would be great too.
Yeah, of course.
But her body was tiring. Her body wore out. My mother just wore out.
Yeah.
Literally.
She ran out of road.
She ran out. I remember one day, she was in America one time with us, and we were in this big Walmart.
Yes.
And I remember Joe Collin worked with us, and she went into one of these carts, you know, that just scoot about, and we seen her come and walk after a while. Joe says, what happened? She says, it ran out of petrol. It gave up. And I suppose that's the same thing, really. She just, her body gave up on her, you know.
Yeah.
And in the latter part of her life, every day there was something small wrong that we could do nothing for, you know.
She was Julia, wasn't she?
Julia.
I remember that name, obviously. Can I ask you about your friend Cliff Richard Daniel, on the basis that he got very badly done by. And I suspect, you know, he had 3, 4, maybe 5 years of just hell.
Yeah, he had it was a terrible...
Terrible time.
It was a terrible thing that happened. It was terribly badly handled.
Yeah, the BBC came up with the helicopters and everything inside his house.
You know, and... I mean, now... He seems, I don't know that he'll ever be the same. I don't know if he ever can be the same, because when something happens you, it really does shock you. I mean, we were due to go and visit him, a group of us, you know, 4 or 5 of us, were going out to stay in Portugal with him. And we were in Killarney, and we were playing golf in Killarney, and halfway around there's a place on the course that you can go in and have a cup of coffee and then continue on. And the news was on, and I saw this thing in the news, and I was stuck to the chair, and I went out and I phoned, and he was watching it the same as I was watching it. And then Jill and I talked about it, and we said, you know, maybe we shouldn't come out. He says, I need you now more than ever. So we went out, and then it was the length of time it all took.
And I think he was being accused of these crimes that he didn't commit, and they sent the cameras to the house, and that's what he was watching, this kind of siege almost of the raid.
Yeah.
And when you got to his house, did you stay with him in the house?
Oh, we did.
And you hung out for, what, a week or 2 weeks?
We were there about a week,
A week. And was he a wreck? Like, he must have been pretty...
He was, I suppose. Yeah. And yet, you know, during the time we were there, he went one day to meet the police in England.
Yes.
He flew. And that's when he found out what he was being charged with, or accused, maybe not charged. He was never charged, accused of doing. Yeah. And he was horrified, you know, when he came back.
And he was cleared, he was paid, he was told, you know, there was all a terrible mistake. And what I'm intrigued by what you just said there was that an innocent man can't recover from that. That's a tough station.
Yes, I think that I think that when he was going through it, you know, there are times that innocent people are proved guilty.
We know about in this country and across the world.
It happens, you know.
Yeah.
So I suppose he had that fear always, you know.
Yes.
The very fact that the police allowed it to get as far as it did. I mean, they should have known. And I mean, I can't go into the ins and outs. I know things about it that if I was a policeman and I knew this...
Information.
I would say, well, that's not right.
That doesn't add up at all.
You know.
And yeah, so you think. Anyway, is he doing okay now?
Oh, he is.
We'll be hearing him doing Mistletoe and Wine now.
And he has shows planned for his 80th birthday.
Yeah, God. He's another fella now who's in the looking, what, 20 years younger than
us. Oh, he's amazing.
Some of them are. Is he 79 now?
He's 79. He'll be 80 next October.
Good Lord. Even though we had Christy Moore on the Late on Friday, he's 74. I couldn't get over it. He doesn't look a day.
I didn't see Christy's thing. I'll watch that. But I watched Westlife.
Weren't they amazing?
Oh, it was fantastic.
There was something about it. Even my mother said on the phone to me this morning, she said, those boys, you know, those boys now, those lovely boys, Westlife, yeah, she said, I didn't know they could sing so well. Oh, I think they've grown or something.
They were magnificent.
But they're flying without wings, I thought, was not.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Absolutely exceptional.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just seals the deal.
Go on.
Anybody that would be saying, oh, well, sure, they're
this, that, and the other.
They're not great singers.
Yeah.
They're brilliant singers.
Yeah.
And you can now...
Put that in your
pipe. If they never sang another note, they proved themselves on the Late Show.
That is the truth. That is the truth. So your new album, Halfway to Paradise, is number 8 in the UK charts.
It got to number 8.
Like,
yes.
You continue to come up with the goods. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say, hats off to you. This is your 39th top 40 album. I mean, do you reflect on that, or do you just go, nah, that's what we do?
Well, no, it's not. That's not what we
not
do.
Not that you'd ever
I'm
be
always,
cocky.
I'm always amazed, and I'm always grateful. And, you know, I started out singing because I loved it and because I thought if I can have a career and if I can make a living at this, I'll be more fulfilled than doing another job.
Yes.
And that was my thinking. You know the way when you see people that are well known and you recognize them, and I do, I see people. I never thought that would happen to me.
That you'd be the guy.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that, you know, sometimes in shows they can have a wee skit and somewhere I might be involved in it. You know, the wee parody things that... Like Father Ted did, or...
Oh, yes.
You know. And I think, how did that happen? I just can't. I don't really understand what is it that I did that was that different, you know.
Yeah, you're puzzled by the celebrity or the fame or the achievement.
But I love it. I mean,
but
I love...
But you do love it, okay.
I love the singing, you know. I genuinely love... And I love people too.
You know, the text machine just goes crazy because you have this very intimate relationship with your fans. You really care. And I'm not plumossing you. You know this is a fact. Let's take some messages because there's just lovely, nice things being said. Tell Daniel he's one of a kind. He'll see him in September in Killarney from Mary. Bridget and Jackie in Waterford say it's lovely to hear Daniel this morning. Look forward to seeing you at Killarney next year. All going well. Lovely man, caring to his fans. Can you ask Daniel... How does he rate the Mario Rosenstock impression? Daniel is a very ordinary guy and an example to everyone of how to keep yourself grounded, from Michael in Templemore. You talk about parodies, and actually Mario was on the Late Late Show on Friday. Does that bother you, or do you care, or do you laugh?
Well, I think if it's respectful, it's fine. And Mario's getting better at me. He's not there yet, though. I'm not easy to do.
What would you rate him out of 10 as closeness to you?
He's in the lower.
He's
better at some other people.
Has he hit 5?
Well, maybe.
Would Magella give him a 5?
I don't know. She might give him a slap.
Do you think his impersonation of you is respectful?
Sometimes I don't. I'm not too sure. I think he over. But you know, I suppose that's what these things are. They have to over exaggerate everything. You know.
Do you like the Father Ted kind of messing?
I know. Yeah, that was.
You like that one, or do you
but
don't?
But imagine being in that.
I know. But you're kind of surprised.
One of the best, I suppose. One of the best people taking me off.
Yeah.
Is a Sean Coyle. He's on Radio Foyle.
Right.
In Derry, and Gary Gamble. Is a singer up at home, and he's very good.
So we need to go up country to find the real, the quality mimics.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think you have a hard voice. The talk too slow. Even though I do speak slow.
Oh, I see what you mean,
but
yeah.
They take it down. Here I am. I'm here today. You know, I hope I don't talk
so,
this.
No, no. So you're now Daniel O'Donnell imitating Daniel O'Donnell.
I know. Imagine that.
This is getting very meta altogether. That's a first. Okay, Ryan, thought for the day listening to Daniel. Find a job you love and you will never work a day in your life.
That's the truth.
Des B. Frank in Dublin 16, wonderful interview with Daniel, so honest and open with his thoughts and beliefs, which is nice. Tell Daniel thanks for all the joy he gives his fans. His music soothes even in difficult times and when people are unwell. Kaya Cosgrove says, hello Daniel. Kaya from Germany saying hello. I went to see you in Killarney when I was 7. I'm now 10 and granny gets me your calendar every year. She is from Donegal. Happy Christmas. I'll come to Ireland. I mean, that's lovely, isn't it?
Lovely.
Why is Daniel so popular? Easy, kindness, there's the answer. And great to hear Daniel still have the gloves his mother knit me from Emer McAniff in Dunlow. How about that?
Yeah. Mother knit all the time gloves.
And give them as gifts, obviously, to
people. Aren't you sold them too? She loved the money.
Oh, sorry, of course. Yeah, here was I going. Asher, the mother, wasn't she lovely?
She might give away an odd one, but I'll tell you, she goes.
She still had to put food on the table, right? Would Daniel ever give a mention to my mum, Monica Macklin? Big fan from Monaghan. During the early years of his career, always talks fondly of him. She's into her 80s now, still going strong. Monica Macklin.
Hi, Monica. How you doing?
And there's a greeting direct from the heart. Can I just wish Daniel and Magella the happiest Christmas and great things for the new decade? Myself and my kids, Lisa, Olivia and George, adore their travels and the laughs they bring. All the best from Shankill, Siobhan. I'm going to leave it there, but suffice to say, your reign as...
Yeah, you know, that's what's intriguing about the road trip is that all ages seem to enjoy it, you know.
They like what you do. And you're going to be in the Gleneagle INEC in Arena in Killarney.
Yeah, we're down there next
September.
That's the only dates we're doing next year.
September.
We're doing, and the tickets are going on sale, I think, it's this Saturday, I think.
And you would then be in Convention Centre
and the
in
Convention
Dublin
Centre
in April, December and April.
Christmas show. That's a full Christmas show. We did it a few years ago. And people asking, will you do it again? Will you do it again?
Yes.
So we're putting it on again, you know. You'll be thinking Christmas, you can only do the same show again.
Of course,
again,
of course.
Sure, and Christmas is Christmas.
Halfway to Paradise, of course, there being the new album, and that's flying as well. Daniel, you're for anyone who wants to know,
I'm Dick West, I'm flying without wings.
You got there. Daniel O'Donnell, you're as good a person off air as you are on, just in case anyone's curious to know, and it's always lovely to see you. So to you and to Magella and the kids and the grandkids, happy Christmas.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for coming to
everybody
us
listening. Thanks for everything. Have a great Christmas and we'll see you somewhere.
Thank you, Daniel.